And good morning, we're continuing Chayei Adam, a class of Maches, and we're learning Simen Gimel. So Simen Gimel, Chazal said that we have a concern that a person should be doubling up and doing multiple mitzvahs through one process. And we have to clarify the protrim of that. But Chazal said, "Ein osim mitzvahs chavilus." A person should not make chavitzas into bundles. Shlo yasa beis mitzvahs kachas. A person should not do two mitzvahs simultaneously. Shema lo yuchal these doors b'shteyan, because we're concerned that a person will be able to have the proper focus and the proper alacrity when doing both of them at the same time. And now, this is Gemara in Saita, one of the primary places where it talks about this. Rashi's lashon over there is that a person does multiple mitzvahs through one process, it sort of looks like he's not interested in doing the mitzvahs. He wants to just double it all up and get it done with. So it's some element of bizoyin. He's not taking it seriously. He doesn't understand, appreciate the value of each separate mitzvah. The Rashbam in Psochim says that it looks like he wants to get it over with, and that's a bizoyin for mitzvahs. However, the Chayalim does not bring that reason. He brings a concern that maybe he won't be Mizdaras Bishtei and he won't be able to have the focus that he needs in both of them. So this is a tosis in Moed Katan, that the person has to have Libi Ponder the Mitzvah. You want that your focus should be available to focus on the Mitzvah. And similar to the rule that in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha tosis says, that a person can't get married in Chol HaMoed, because he would get married in Chol HaMoed, he would be having his sudos of Simcha of Yom Tov and his sudos Simcha of the Chasna in one meal. You need to focus on the Simcha of the Yom Tov, and the Simcha of the Chasna would be a distraction on that. So it's not a problem of the trying to get sort of patterned up, but it's this concern of it won't get the proper interest that it's supposed to need. Rosh Hashanah Teshuva says that that Tosis is not disagreeing with the other pshat that we said from Rashi. He's adding on to it that both elements are true. There is an element where it looks like a person is trying to sort of get done with the mitzvah as quickly as possible by doubling up multiple mitzvahs in one ma'isa. And there's also this other concern, even if that wouldn't apply. The Mor says that when we don't put multiple chasimas in one bracha, because you know something along the lines of Mrs. Chavilas, it doesn't look like a masui. And he says, the concern of looking at Masri, the Mor says that you can't add another element, even though it would be appropriate to do so. You never find that the issue of a Masri should totally relieve you from your other responsibility. But on the other hand, the person needs to stay focused on what he's saying right now. So both elements are true. Okay, now, is this a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? The Chayyarim continues and explains, Humi Rabbanan. Toises in Soita says it's a Rabbanon, this concern of Enosim is a Chavilus. So it would be a concern of a Bizoyan. We said before that the din of Bizoyan is a Deraisa. So the idea that the Mitzvah's Bizoyasolov is a Drasha Gemura. If this would be of the same type, it would be deraisa as well. So that you see, the Chayyarim is not following the point is the bizoyan element, but rather this idea of not being mizdaras b'shteyan. And the Chayyarim says if you look at the sugya over there, that it's only a derabanan. Now, in order to understand what he's going to say in the next part, we need to give over a brief synopsis of the sugya message, and we will do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.